Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Some people ask me, why do I listen to the news? Why do I take the news? Because I want to hear what they're saying, that's why, and I want to be able to respond to it. Because believe it or not, millions upon millions of people get their news still from the legacy media. That is why our friends at Newsbusters do a great job of trying to expose all this. I listen to it and I shake my head and I go, I got to correct that. Got to correct that for the record. Trump offered 10,000 National Guard troops for January 6th. They said no. Pelosi said no. The sergeant at arms of the Capitol, you know, he would go on to say that they were told no. He was specifically told no by the Speaker's office, that guy. And then the mayor of D.C., did not, and then when they finally put in, so the bottom line is this, the president learned his lesson. He learned his lesson with January 6th, and he learned his lesson with the Summer of Love in 2020 when doofus Tim Walz did nothing for 7 days and the entire city of Minneapolis was on fire and Minnesota was burning to the ground. And only then the president said enough is enough and sent in the National Guard. So I've said these people are so freaking liars, honestly. But welcome to the show. Glad you're here today. Just a reminder, we Cape May, we're a big live show coming up a week from Friday, June 20th at the Grand Hotel of Cape May. It's going to be a blast. It's going to be a banger. I can't wait. It's going to be a lot of fun. So make sure you come out and join us for that. And just mark your calendar now. Show's free. You don't need a ticket. Just come on by. We'll be in the fifth floor ballroom, beautiful view of the ocean. And the Republican nominee for governor of New Jersey will be on the show that day to talk about the battle plan going into November. Today is primary day. If you are a Jersey registered Republican or if you are unaffiliated and want to declare at the poll, you can do that as well. Then please go out and do that. Okay. And then we'll find out who the Democrats nominate. I have a feeling they're going to nominate a woman by the name of Mikey Sherrill. Mikey Sherrill is a lunatic member of Congress. I know that's that's just being redundant, but she pretends to be a moderate. That's her whole thing. She always has done that. If she gets the nomination today, it will be a harder fight, not an impossible fight. My prayer is that Ross Baraka gets nominated. Oh, please, Lord, let it be Ross Baraka. Please let it be Ross Baraka. He's the mayor of Newark, New Jersey. Not Newark. That's in Delaware. Newark. Newark, New Jersey. And he's the guy, if you remember, who got arrested because he was trespassing at the ICE facility. And then they dropped the charges against him. And he was so bummed when they dropped the charges. Because Ross Baraka, whose father was a black militant, like a Dr. Wolf Riley broke this all down for us, like a Black Panther extremist militant dude. Anyway, Ross Baraka, if he's the Democrat nominee, that is a cakewalk of cakewalks in November. We will bury that guy. Unfortunately, I don't think he's going to get the nomination. I thought he had a chance when he got arrested at ICE that day, but he's not talented enough and capable enough. Like Newsom, this is why I don't want him to get arrested. If Newsom gets arrested, he will parlay that into the 2028 nomination in a heartbeat because he's smooth and he's slick and he's smart and he knows how to play that stuff. Barack is a dope, which is why I'm praying, please, God, let him win the nomination today. Please, please. I'm obviously not going to, it's 100% real prayer. Yes, it really is. I would love that. There's a chance that a guy named Steve Sweeney could pull it out. He is a South Jersey guy who was defeated many years ago by Ed the Trucker Durr in the state Senate. Ed Durr is still a buddy of mine. He's got a book out, by the way, I highly recommend. I have it somewhere, can't find it. But anyway, then the other thing is that this guy named Steve Phillip, who's the mayor of Jersey City, New Jersey, which is the second largest city in the state behind Newark, New Jersey, that he's got a lot of money behind him, and he could pull it out and become the Democrat nominee. But my money is on Jack Ciccarelli will become the Republican nominee, and I don't think it's going to be close. And then it'll probably be Mikey Sherrill by a hair. And then it'll be a fight to the finish in November. The good news is tomorrow we'll talk to Republican National Chairman Michael Whatley. He is going to invest in this race. He's going to invest in Jersey, and we can flip Jersey red, which will be a huge sign and a win for the president. Not only a win if his guy that he's nominated, Jack Ciccarelli, wins the primary today. That'll be a win for the president. And if not, it'll reflect poorly on the president. And then if Jack wins in November, it'll be a huge referendum on Ciccarelli because New Jersey has a long storied history of voting for the opposite party of whoever is in the White House. Going back to Christine Todd Whitman, Witless, who's a disgrace, by the way. She's just the worst. Anyway, when Witless was there, they had Bill Clinton was in the White House. So she got elected in 93. Remember Florio Free in 93. So she was a Republican who got elected, fake Republican. But at the time, they didn't really know that. And then when Chris Christie won as governor, that was when Barack Obama was in the White House. So New Jersey, and then when you had the corrupt gay governor, Jim McGreevy, was governor. They didn't know he was gay. Everybody knew he was corrupt. They didn't know and he didn't resign because he was gay, by the way. He resigned because he was corrupt. But anyway, McGreevy was elected governor when George H.W. Bush was in the White House. So you see, New Jersey has a pattern of doing the opposite. His royal ruggedness, King Philip the Unaccountable, was elected when President Trump was in his first term. But this could be the time that they break that trend once and for all. There's only two races for governor this year in the entire country, New Jersey and Virginia. So it's going to be all eyes on that. And given the fact that Newark, New Jersey, is where this ICE detention center is, where that member of Congress was arrested for shoving ICE members, where the mayor of Newark was arrested for trespassing. It's going to be what a lot of people are talking about. And, you know, it's funny. I was talking to a buddy of mine who I've known for a long time in politics. He'll remain nameless. But I was saying, you know, what happens when, you know, the abuela gets deported? You know, the grandma mind her own business, right? How does that affect the New Jersey political race? And I don't think people care. Honestly, I really don't. I mean, I think people just want the deportations to go forward. They're not particularly, like, they're not cheering on necessarily the abuela in the kitchen who gets deported. But at the same time, they don't want it to stop. They want the deportations to go forward. Trump is polling very high on this issue. Yes, the focus is on criminals, but he said everybody is going to get deported if you're here illegally, unless you register on the app, voluntarily leave, and then you can come back. Otherwise, you are subject to deportation and then no ability to come back. And overwhelmingly, Americans, yeah, even in New Jersey, support that. The left will try with the sob stories. They'll try to find the abuela and say, oh, she was minding her own business and got deported. It'll turn out that she did something. I shoplifted a can of tomatoes or something, but it'll turn out she did something, but they'll ignore that. But I don't think it matters. I think overwhelmingly the majority of people are on the side of deportations. They're on the side of keeping dudes out of women's locker rooms and women's sports. They're on the side of having energy like natural gas and nuclear power, overwhelmingly on the side of these things. And what do the Democrats have? They're the opposite side of all those things. They're against deportations. They're against nuclear energy. They're against natural gas. And they're against, I mean, it's amazing to me, but they're actually, like they're truly 100% against the kind of common sense stuff, like keeping a dude from competing against your little girl on the swim team. They're against that. They're against stopping that biological boy from being on that team. And they're against parents having the right to know if Johnny shows up to school and says, hey, I'm Susie today. Parents can't know that. I mean, it's not a state law, but people think it is, but it's up to the district. And the Democrats have no problem with that. In fact, they want to keep parents in the dark. That's their policy position on the issue. So on the issues, the Republicans are clearly on the right side of literally every issue. There's no issue that Democrats are right on. Not one. Not the stupid plastic bag ban. You know what I did the other day, by the way? So I was cleaning out my Jeep because I had to go to the dump. I love going to the dump. It makes me feel like a man. It's one of those things I just love to do. You know what I mean? I put the seats down. We cleaned out the basement and all this junk. I loaded up the Jeep and I drove to the dump and I'm just hauling trash bags. And yeah, there's a meme there to be created. I'm sure that Minnie or Newman Price is already on it. But there I am hauling trash into the dump, lifting these bags up by myself, waiting to tear a rotator cuff or something. And then I threw away, because we had like 42 of them, those quote unquote reusable plastic bags. So guess where they're all going? The landfill. You know why? Because you can't recycle them. And they take about, I think, 750 years to decompose, to break down, like longer than styrofoam. Remember the whole styrofoam scare? I remember this. Styrofoam takes thousands of years to decompose. Don't use styrofoam. That was a lie. But these plastic bags and how they're made, have so much plastic in them to make them, these reusable bags, so much plastic in them, then they'd never break down, and then they end up in landfills. It's stupid. But the Democrats are still on the side of banning single-use plastic bags. So like a jerk, I go to the Wegmans the other day. I don't have my bags with me because I threw them all out. I have one cooler bag, one big cooler bag. It'll keep stuff cool. And I left it at home by mistake. What do I do? Do I buy another bag? Hell no. I'm carrying this stuff in my hands like this. I run out to the car. I throw it all in the back. And then, you know, I leave. That's what I do. But they don't know if I'm stealing it or not. I mean, I'm not. But, you know, they don't know that. But that's part of the issue. But Democrats are on the wrong side of literally every issue. There's not one issue they're right on. They want to raise taxes. They want more regulations. They want fees for everything. And if they had their way, those wind turbines off the Jersey Shore would be happening. They would be underway right now. If Kamala Harris were president, when we went to Cape May on June 20th, we'd be watching them construct these things. They would be going. Now, thank God, we don't have to worry about it. And we can see whales and dolphins again, because Cape May's got great whale watching, and you'll be able to see the whales, and not dead floating up on a beach, but actually swimming like whales should be doing. Not dead on a beach, that's what was happening in Jersey because of the freaking windmills. So Democrats are wrong on every issue, locally, nationally, everywhere, across the board. You know, somebody asked me one time, they said, what's a local issue? How do you do local stories versus national stories? I don't know what that means. I said, all I know is if a story is interesting, I'll do it. But what I've found is that whether it's on the local level or the national level, Democrats are on the wrong side of it. It doesn't matter. They're on the wrong side of it. And my buddy Melissa just sent this to me a few moments ago. You know, on Saturday in Philadelphia, they're having their No Kings Day, or whatever the hell this was. They're calling it No Kings. And it's a whole organized effort. The president today in the Oval Office made the point of saying that what you're seeing in LA is organized, it's paid for, it's not organic. There are people behind this. They had people showing up with tools to crack the sidewalks open and the curbs to use them as weapons. They had a guy going around spontaneously handing out, I think like gas masks or something like that. Just, you know, spontaneously just driving around handing out gas masks to people in L.A. Right. NoKings.org, which is now this movement. In America, we don't do kings. They've defied our courts. Deported Americans. Deported Americans? Who's been deported? You can't deport an American. By definition, you can't. Disappeared people off the streets. Disappeared people off the streets? What does that even mean? I don't even know that's grammatically correct. Attacked our civil rights and slashed our services. The corruption has gone too far. No thrones, no crowns, no kings. On June 14th, we rise up. Host an event. Then there's a host toolkit. Find an event near you on a map below. And then there, all across the country, there's all of these spontaneous protests that are going to be happening starting on the 14th. And there's, I'm counting like, I don't know, maybe 100, 200 different dots of where these things are taking place spontaneously, organically, all across the country. There's the Disappeared in America mass call, not a mass, like a church mass, obviously, but a mass call. President Trump thinks he can disappear people. Join us for a mass organizing call to learn why this moment matters. No King's Day Town Hall on Tuesday, June 10th at 6 p.m. Ooh, maybe we'll join. Hey, with AFT President Randy Weingarten, the troll under the bridge. Ah, kids, give me your milk money. That's tonight at 6. Maybe we should dial in. I don't know. Why not? Let's dial in. Listen. Know Your Rights training on Tuesday, June 10th. This training will prepare you to show up safely and confidently so that this nonviolent action, whether you're marching, rallying, or supporting from the sidelines, or peacefully protesting by blowing up police cars, you'll learn to protect yourself, your community, and stand up for your rights. And then it's all in Spanish, too. And then there's a bunch of other things, too. You can spread the word. They have social media, Blue Sky. They have all of this. And who the hell's paying for this? No idea. Because there's no paid for on it. There's no paid for label. There's partners. There's trainings. There's a toolkit. There's all this other stuff. Who are some of their partners? Let's see. Partners. Oh, they got a lot of them. The ACLU, Americans United. Let's see. There's a lot of these lefty groups. I wonder who's behind all this. I wonder who's behind People for the American Way. Patriotic Millionaires. Who's that? Roots Action, the Seneca Project, blah, 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 blah. Working Families Power. A whole bunch of different groups.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I wonder if Open Secrets is on here. Let's see, do I see Open Secrets? No, but you know, they send money to all these various different groups anyway, so one fair wage. And then they have their different events. So why don't we host an event, shall we? Let's see. The No Kings Host Toolkit, if you'd like to do this on No Kings Day coming up. State of play, why we're mobilizing, hosting your own No Kings mobilization, what to know before you host, the mobilization tactics. Let's see. How do we see the No Kings mobilization tactics? March, rally, visibility action. Mm-hmm. Chance. Get your banners. Plan your chance. Okay. Well, we'll talk more about that as the show goes on today. But the president said, you know, this is nothing that is organic, nothing like that. It's just not happening. This is not the kind of thing that you see that just happens. And, you know, that's the truth. And the president is right when he says that. This is absolutely 100% paid for, funded by the president. I mean, by the president, by the opposition to the president. Very powerful people. And they want to do everything they possibly can to cause violence in the streets. It's what they're doing. They want to do this, and this is what makes them happy. President's going to speak soon from Fort Bragg, by the way. We'll take it live for you when he starts to speak. Oh, and my favorite line today was when he talked about World War II. I love this. This is cut number 6, the president today, about why we're doing that military parade coming up on June 14th on Flag Day. So while the left is doing their No King's Kooky Day, their day of action, we'll be doing Flag Day to celebrate our military and to celebrate the fact that we defeated the ultimate evil in the world, the Nazis, and their buddies, the Japanese Empire, the Empire of Japan, and we won the war and we won freedom for the world. And this is the president, cut number 6.
Recently, as you know, with World War II, the victory of World War II, I called up France and they were celebrating the victory. Well, we helped them a lot, as you know. I don't have to get into that. But I called up other countries. They're all celebrating the victory. We're the only country that didn't celebrate the victory. And we're the one that won the war. Okay. If it wasn't for us, that war, you would be speaking German right now, okay? We won the war. And you might be speaking Japanese, too. I mean, you might be speaking a combination of both. We won the war, and we're the only country that didn't celebrate it. And we're going to be celebrating big on Saturday. We're going to have a lot of... And if there's any protest that wants to come out, they will be met with very big force. By the way, for those people that want to protest, they're going to be met with very big force. And I haven't even heard about a protest. But, you know, this is people that hate our country.
You might be speaking German, Japanese, or maybe a combo of both. I love that, by the way. It's my favorite clip of the day. He's absolutely right. I feel like that was in the movie Stripes. I'm not quite sure. I think it was. I think there's a scene where Bill Murray goes, you'd all be speaking German right now if it wasn't for us. But it's been a while since I've seen Stripes. At least sober anyway. But so we'll talk more about that as the show goes on. But he's right. And we should celebrate. Why don't we celebrate? It's like Pride Month should be the pride of us winning World War II. That's what I think. It should be the pride of D-Day and the pride of us defeating the Nazis and winning World War II. Like, there is this effort underway to try to redefine what World War II is about. We didn't just defeat the Germans. We defeated the Nazis. I think that's an important point that should not be lost on anybody. And this is why when the president said to the German chancellor, D-Day was not a good day for you. Good. I'm glad he said that. I want the world to remember that Germany was behind this and that, yeah, it's easy to say, well, yeah, but those were the Nazis. Yeah, but they were still the Germans. And the Nazis were that was the political party in Germany. So they were in control of the country, but it wasn't like they were using mind control. So I'm glad the president said that. I think it was good of him to remind the German prime minister, premier, whatever the guy is, you know, Freddie. It's good to remind him of that. We won, and we should win, and we should brag about that fact, because we didn't just win a war. We liberated the world from Adolf Hitler, because that guy was determined to conquer the entire world. He was not going to stop. He was never going to stop. They had a 1,000-year plan for the 1,000-year Reich, and if that guy had a chance to get his hands on nukes or atomic weapons, he would have used them in a heartbeat. Absolutely. No doubt about it. So, good. I'm glad they're doing the military parade. There's nothing wrong with it. And it's something to celebrate. Just like every 4th of July parade, when you see military trucks and vehicles go by. So what? Good. Like, great. What? It's not like they're occupying our houses. It's not like the military parade. And then as part of that, they're getting rid of Article 3 of the Constitution. And they're going to start quartering troops at our homes. Hey, it's just a freaking parade. Relax. It's just a parade. But everybody's got to make everything about authoritarianism and totalitarianism. And oh, my God, what's next? What's next? Nothing. They go home. The parade ends. The kids have cotton candy and popcorn and whatever parade foods you like. I don't know. And then the parade ends. And then everybody cleans up the streets, which are usually a freaking mess. At least in Philly, they are. And then they clean up. And then everybody goes back to their lives. It's usually how parades work. Whether it's the Mummers, whether it's the military parade, a 4th of July parade, whatever it is. Even the little pride parades they do. Same thing. Got to clean up when it's done, and then it's over. But they're acting as if the military parade concludes with the president saying that the Article 3 of the Constitution, or I should say the Third Amendment, excuse me, no longer applies. We are now allowed to quarter troops in your homes. And we are doing that now. So open up a room. So silly. Honestly, we're truly the dumbest time ever. And what would a combination of German and Japanese be anyway? I'm trying to figure that out. What would that combo sound like? What would I can't do that accent on the air because I'd get in real trouble. Not for the German one, for the Japanese one. I'd get in trouble for that. But what would it sound like is my question. Maybe somebody can ask Grok. All right, 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. Top story of the day sponsored by Dr. Mike Veneri of Veneri Dental. With Dr. Mike, it's not about cost. It's about care. And yes, my three children, all of them, went to see Dr. Mike yesterday at Veneri Dental. That's right. Patrick, Claire, and Reagan all had their checkups yesterday with Dr. Mike. So if he's good enough for my family, he's good enough for yours. Go to VeneriaDental.com, VeneriaDental.com.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.